atmosphere is certainly set. There's no doubt about it. Keane Galvin goes to midfield with Colin Malone. David Fitzgerald goes to the wing. The referee goes to the pocket. His name is James Owens. Let's hope you don't mention it too often. We're off.
We're off for this. Keane Galvin is the man getting the ball into his hand. Out to Peter Duggan. Peter Duggan breaking through. He goes to the ground. Foul. Free in for Clare just inside their own half of the field. Let's see who line up to take this one. He's already on the way out. Is Aidan McCarthy from deep inside in his own half. I'm watching a bit of the snooker during the week, lads, and I can tell you one thing. You could nearly play a game on the brilliant surface of Park Cueve, looking down on it now. All eyes on Aidan McCarthy. Superb from threes over the last two games. We saw it in Port Leash. We saw it in the Cusick Park last week. We won't put the tip on him now at the moment, but we'll wait for him here. As I said, practically dead straight in front of the goal, but inside his own half of the field, into the City in goal. Cork playing with the breeze here in this opening half. It has taken a little break, but it was very strong while the goal. As he sends this one in, it's going to the right of the goal this occasion, and it is going wide.
Yeah, and again, look at it, I suppose it's probably playing into that breeze. You know, we don't know the direction of it, but it seems to be fairly strong there now. So Clare now on the attack with Rogers.
And a break in the attack, and that Rogers coming onto this one after a hefty shoulder ball from way out to field inside, and it's over the bar. That's brilliant from Mark Rogers. Great tackle there earlier on just to break that up. Cork coming away with the ball, but took the shoulder. It fell to Mark Rogers, popped the ball straight over the bar as the puck out come from Patrick Collins down to this side. Once again, waiting for that ball out to outside is John Conlon, right into the centre is Shane Barrett. Shane Barrett looking around, now gets it back to the far side of the field, out to Tim O'Mahony. Tim O'Mahony with the diagonal ball. Will it go out? It goes clean over the heads of Paxton forward. It goes to the left of the goal, and it goes wide with almost 2 minutes on the clock. That Mac Rogers pint makes all the difference as Clare lead 1 point to no score, Tom.
Yeah, good effort from the Clare forwards, turning over Collins' short puck out now. Reedy, you know, just going to the break.
Up the ball goes, it breaks into the centre. Once again, Mark Rogers trying to get control of it. It pops out to David Reedy. David Reedy looking back to Keane Galvin. Keane Galvin, diagonal ball back to the far side of the field. Shane O'Donnell getting in. Once he pulled to the ground, again the referee allowing the play. Shane O'Donnell getting it into his hand. Now taking on Tim O'Mahony, trying to get inside. Again holding on to this ball high, sends the ball in. But the referee has called the play back, and it's going to be a free in once again for Aidan McCarthy and for Clare outside the 20 metre line, about give or take 7 or 8 metres in from the stand on the far side of the field here. And again it's into the City goal as Aidan McCarthy going to stand over this one under scoreboard. 2.5 minutes gone, 1 point for Clare, no score for the Corkmen. Aidan McCarthy it is. We'll stay with him here, a little simpler, shorter distance and a very tidy angle as well. But again, we'll keep an eye on the umpires and we'll keep an eye on Patrick Collins, the goalkeeper, see which way they are going to look, as Aidan McCarthy still motionless at the moment. Now about to strike this one. Clare's second free, high from way out to field. It's high, it's dropping in, and it's dropping straight over the bar. Just 3 minutes gone, Clare leading 2 points to no score.
Yeah, good approach work by Clare. Reedy, you know, set up O'Donnell, you know, Rogers very involved very early, which is a good sign.
Again, the ball coming down. Seamus Hardy trying to get the ball inside. David Ryan, again, you can hardly argue with that one. He just spun him around there. He went to the ground, and the one and only Pat Horgan will stand over this free for the Corkmen. As I said, with the breeze behind him here at the moment, into the packed Blackrock Inn, especially in the centre of the Blackrock Inn, right under the scoreboard at the moment. So it's going to be Patrick Horgan lining up to take this one. Eva Quilligan inside in the goal. Rory Hayes to his right hand side at the moment as he stands over this one, as he has done over a long, long, long number of years for the Corkmen. Strikes it in, and that one is landing halfway to Dungarvan. It's also gone to the right of the goal, and it's gone wide. An amazing miss from Pat Horgan.
Yeah, again, I was writing it down, but interesting still at the other end. Sean O'Donoghue is picking up O'Donnell, and the fullback is Downey is picking up McCarthy.
And David Fitzgerald has the ball, but again the ball breaks out to the far side of the field. Robert Downey is the man tidying up now, switching the play across. Now it's across to Tim O'Mahony, and Tim O'Mahony has this long attacking ball into the square of goal. Connacht here comes out, attacks the ball, gets it into his hand, back out to Damon Ryan. Damon Ryan inside his own 45 metre line. David Fitzgerald is going up but coming down with the ball in his hand is Kieran Joyce, the danger man. Back out to Pat Horgan. Pat Horgan standing still, sends the ball in. Again it goes to the left of the goal, and it goes wide. 4.5 minutes gone, Clare 2 points, Cork no score.
Yeah, again it was a ball that, you know, Fitzgerald looked like he had his hand to it. Now O'Donnell's on the attack again,
and Shane O'Donnell with this ball from way out the field. It's high, it's dropping in, and it's dropping Jumping straight over the bar. That's a brilliant score from Shane O'Donnell. He won the ball outside in the corner, and again, in his typical style, you'd imagine, taking on the man, came out the field, then tapped the ball straight over the bar. 3 points to no score. It's Clare going into the lead. Once again, it's out to Seamus Hannity, getting the ball in his hand, moving the ball back to the far side of the field to Tim O'Mahony. Tim O'Mahony with a long ball. This one looks good from way out the field, and he sends the ball straight over the bar. Right halfback Tim O'Mahony from Newtown Shandon, they passed it on the way down. 3 points to one, Clare lead.
Yeah, the last two balls he got, he set up the inside line. It resulted in two wides. This time he said, "Damn ye, I'll go for it myself," and a great score by O'Mahony.
We've seen him do it so many times here in Parkirkwee. Puckall coming to this side of the field once again. Peter Durbin going up, but the ball breaks out to David Reedy. David Reedy again with that ball, crossed the way to McCarthy, trying to control it. Oh, getting it into his hands. Owen Downey back out there to the far side. He's the man that comes over it up, back to the ball into the centre of the field it goes, and again it's a long ball from Declan Dalton into the wide open space. Once again fighting for it back to the far side. Adam Hogan like a tiger back in the corner, again being pulled to the ground, penalised by Hayes, and it's going to be a free out once again for Clare inside their own 13 metre line.
Yeah, the breeze carrying that ball there, it's very noticeable, but from a Clare point of view still, I think, yeah, Clare's approach work to the inside line very good today, good quality of ball going in.
Absolutely. Well, it was won by a fecal man. It's going to be taken by another fecal man at the moment, and we have a fecal man also on analysis. How could we possibly go wrong? Is the ball ready to take it? Is Ava Quinnigan getting ready to strike this one? And again, it's high, and again, you can see the breeze slightly holding the ball as it drops in. Peter Duggan under, up he goes. Ball comes to the ground, but it goes right into the hands of Kieran Joy across to the far side. Ethan Toomey was the man on the ball. Again, referee calling the player back, and it's going to be a free once again, looking down right across the field. Nice strong breeze, Tommy. It's just picking up over the last 2 minutes just as we spoke.
Yeah, I think you said it there still on that free. It definitely looked like it was going to go further, and it hung up in the breeze. So Cork with that advantage, I suppose. It's, look at, as ever with the breeze, it's what you use it and how you use it. From here now, it looks like, is Horgan coming out to hit the free, or is it Dalton? I'd say it's Dalton, the long range one.
It is, yeah. going to be Declan Dalton. Tim O'Mahony is just going off the field at the moment. Jerry Mellorick is the man that's coming on. It's obviously a blood substitute that's happening here. We can see it right down here in front of us. Pat Ryan is down there. Again, he's talking about what happened to Tim O'Mahony, about a swing back in the hurley. And what happens in that situation, of course, is when Peter Duggan goes up for a ball, he goes up with the right hand, leaves the hurley on the left hand, and let's just say Tim O'Mahony running into that. Declan Dalton is running up to this free for Cork on his own 65 metre line, about to strike it, and looks like he strikes it well from way out the field. That's a super strike from Declan Dalton, popping up and straight over the bar. As we said, the long range free taker has Cork on the board. It's 3 points to two at the moment, coming up to 8 minutes gone. Clare leading by that all important odd point and five.
Yeah, and again, Dalton has that ability to score from distance. You know, he really drilled that ball, and the minute he hit it, it went over. So Clare be on guard not to give away any handy frees.
And again, up to go for a ball coming to the ground, picked up inside there by Dara Fitzgibbon. Dara Fitzgibbon whipping the ball up inside to Pat Horgan. Pat Horgan trying to get through. He's been fouled, and again, it's going to be a free for Cork. Dead straight in front of the goal, and Patrick Horgan is the man that will stand over this one. This, you'd imagine, will go very close to levelling the sides. Coming up to 8.5 minutes, Pat Horgan standing over this one, the man from up the road here in Glen Rovers Club, as again another place we passed on the way in, about to strike this one. As I said, Ava Quilligan right inside in the goal into the Black Rock end at the moment. Now he's about to strike it, and again, lest he has hit the radar in, sends the ball in, and Patrick Horgan sends the ball straight over the bar. The sides are level here, on coming up to 9 minutes gone at 3 points apiece.
Yeah, and it's noticeable still that, you know, yeah, O'Mahony is well versed with Peter Duggan, and so far, you know, O'Mahony has won the ball, so Clare forced to change there. Fitzgerald is through to the centre.
Again, the ball going right up. Again, David Fitzgerald trying to get through. Can he get room? Again, he's looking for support. Gets it across to his teammate, Aidan McCarthy. Aidan McCarthy is outside him, as Damon Ryan, but again, being challenged. Looks for support. Back it goes to Mac Rogers. Mac Rogers standing still, sends the ball in, and he sends the ball straight over the bar. Great combination work right down there. Looked like David Fitzgerald was almost making his way through, but again, it ended up with the men from Scarlett. Mark Rogers, 2 on the board for him, 4 on the board for Clare. They lead 4-3. David Beckham only is on the ball at the moment. Again, he's going to plant this ball right down in front of Aidan McCarthy. Aidan McCarthy strikes this one in. That's a super score. Oh, that's that. It dropped right into the hands of Patrick Collins inside in the goal mouth. And again, that breeze showing up. Now it comes out to Robert Downey. Robert Downey trying to win the ball. Gets it out into the middle of the field. Now it goes to Niall O'Leary. Niall O'Leary whipping the ball into the space it goes. Again, it's the challenge of Adam Hogan. Out there also is Brian Hayes trying to get the ball into his hand. Adam Hogan and Brian Hayes. Hayes has the ball. He's coming back out the field. Whips the ball out across James Hannity. Hannity goes back out the field again, trying to make an angle for himself. He does that, and he does it spot on. He sends it over the bar. James Hannity, great work, Brian Hayes. Ended up size level, 4 points apiece. It is here, 10 minutes gone.
Yeah, I think quality ball going into both sets of forwards. You know, really asking questions. We know that inside line has the ability to win the ball. Clare must need to deny him possession, or else make it poor quality ball going in.
Once again, it's out to Diarmuid Ryan. Diarmuid Ryan, a low ball again, running onto this ball at the moment. A great puck in there. Sean O'Donoghue just cutting out the supply. Ball plays out to Dara Fitzgibbon. Dara Fitzgibbon back into the centre again, taking the hit. Now it comes out to Seamus Hannity again, and Hannity from way out the field is with a tail in this one. The umpire comes in, waves his hands, and the ball goes to the right of the goal, and it goes wide. 4 points apiece it is here. Your commentary compliments of Matt Waters of Clare Fruit and Veg and Healy Spar and Off Licence in the Turnpike and Innes. James Owens is making the way all the way inside to the umpires, it looks like. Now he's stopped on the 20 metre line, and we'll just see what's happening out there, Tommy, at the moment.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Is he given a 65? Or is it a free for...
Again, he's trying to move the ball back out. Now it looks like he's possibly... Well,
it must have taken a deflection off a Hannity shot.
Must be, yeah. Well, it must have been the other umpire that was talking about it. Anyway, it's not. It's a free. It's a free that's been taken by Pat Horgan. I could have said 64, but I'd say 65, but it is 64 out. Again, dead straight in front of the goal. Pat Horgan once again striking this one in and sending the ball straight over the bar. Once again, for the first time, Cork go into the lead here. 5-4, almost on the 12-minute mark.
Yeah, it must have been a late tackle on Hannity or something where he gave that free, but now Duggan in possession.
A great work by Peter Duggan up along the line. Tim O'Mahony right on his shoulder at the moment, trying to come across. He's looking for support. He runs into 3 or 4 Cockmen. Now he drops the ball. It goes to the ground. Akeen Galvin is in there, but again, Peter Duggan wins the ball into the space. Let's see who's going to get there first. Out there is Mark Rogers, also out there to the far side of the field. Again, trying to win that ball, and again, looking around here. Great work by O'Leary. Again, Powell is going to be a free out the park. Once again, back on the 20 metre line, and the man going back to take it is going to be Kieran Joyce that will take this one. Again, Patrick Collins is back in the goal mode. He's the man that's going to take it now. Kieran Joyce going back out to his centre half forward position. Waiting for him out there outside is David Reedy. 5-4, Cork lead here by a single point. 12 and a half minutes gone in this opening half, but this long ball goes up to the far side of the field. Still trying to pick it up. It's picked up by Shane Barrett. Shane Barrett trying to race through the centre. Overcarries is the referee, free out for Clare on their own 45 metre line, Tom.
Yeah, and again, I suppose if there was questions asked of Cork's physicality and intensity, you know, it is very, very noticeable that on every Clare possession, they're really, you know, hook and block at Harrison, and you know, typified here by Tim O'Mahony and Duggan are having a real, real battle here in front of us.
Absolutely, it's going to be David McInerney that stand over this one, inches inside his own 65 metre line, probably drop this one in around the house, and let's see what happens. It's David McInerney, he's going for it. Ball going to the far side, he's going to go right into the edge of the goal. Again, Patrick Collins inside in the goal mouth. Peter Duggan making a nuisance of himself, almost got to the ball as it landed right in the edge of the square. It's going to be a free out for Patrick Collins as he places this one inside the small square. Looking around here, Sean O'Donoghue is over to his right hand side. 13 and a half minutes gone, 5-4. It's a Cork that lead here. It's a low trajectory. It should be David Reedy. David Reedy coming onto this one, pips the ball out to David Fitzgerald. David Fitzgerald coming onto this one, very close to the line. Now linking up once again with David Reedy. Now it goes back to David Fitzgerald. Now whips the ball in, and again the ball going astray as it goes back. The Kieran Joyce takes the shoulder out over the line. Freezes James Owens as he took the shoulder, illegal shoulder, says the referee, and everybody pulling everybody else away as the ball gone out over the line. It's a free out for Cork, Tom.
Yeah, I think James Owens must have deemed it a push rather than a shoulder. We thought it was a shoulder, but the benefit of the doubt goes to the cornerback. But just at the early stage of Sill again, just looking at, you know, David Fitzgerald looks like that he's in two minds as to, you know, what he wants to do with the ball. I think he needs just to keep it simple, maybe just move the ball to the inside line a bit quicker. We look like we have the legs on him inside with O'Donnell and Rodgers, you know, showing well for the ball.
Patrick Collins with the free once again, 5-4 Cork lead here, 14 and a half minutes gone in the first half. Whatever breeze is here is favouring the Corkmen here in this first half, and the ball goes to Declan Dalton, but again going to the left of the goal and it goes wide. Cissy Collins out in Bellier is sitting back and enjoying the game just before her birthday party this weekend, and hopefully she'll enjoy that. Up it goes to Cahill Malone. Malone sending this ball in once again, ball dropping right inside. Owen Downey is there, Shane O'Donnell is there, comes off to Corkmen out over the line. It's going to be a line ball once again for Clare. Will it be Mac Rogers? It will be Mac Rogers that will line up to take this one. He's going to leave it to Peter Duggan, and Peter Duggan, as we've seen on many, many occasions, quite capable of landing this one right very close, if not past Patrick Collins inside in the Cork goal. Pat Ryan, the Cork manager, down on the sideline at the moment as Peter Duggan about to chip this one. He's like a man that's going to chip it. He does into the centre, goes astray, goes out to Ethan Toomey, but winning the ball back is Aidan McCarthy. Aidan McCarthy taking the shoulder from Niall O'Leary, striking the ball from way out the field. It's highest drop again, and it's a superb score by Aidan McCarthy. He got the ball into his hand, he had a bit of work to do. Niall O'Leary was on his shoulder again, just got enough space once again to send it back. Referee calling the play back here, but again sending it over the bar. Scoreboard 5 points apiece, 16 minutes gone.
Yeah, so it's noticeable that you know, the Cork defence are just intent on denying Clare possession. It's back to old style hurling. There's batting, there's pulling on the high ball. Anywhere you'd get it away.
Seamus Hannity again trying to control them. Oh, does exceptionally well. It fell out of the way, but again to Adam Hogan. He's racing over this ball, takes it on, gets it out to John Conlon. John Conlon has time to look up, and Eva Quilligan making himself available from one side of the field to the other. Right in front of him is Rory Hayes. Rory Hayes is the man that takes the ball, chipping it out to the far side. Up they go for it. Again, whipping that ball into the centre is Diarmuid Ryan. Diarmuid Ryan up along the line to the far side. Again, the ball going astray, and it goes right out over the line. It's going to be a line ball for Cork somewhere around the 45 metre line as they're playing from left to right, as we said, into the Black Rock Inn. Once again, it's going to be Dara Fitzgibbon. They will line up to take this one with his back to the stand on the far side of the field, facing up to this Keane Galvin. Also right with him at the moment is Ethan Toomey, and again still waiting for it. Now it's chipped into the centre, picked up inside there, back to the far side by Declan Dalton. Confusion inside, Clare winning the ball back. Again on the ground is Damon Ryan on the far side of the field, again coming off the Corkman out over the line, far side of the field. And again, let's see who's going to line up to take this one. Peter Duggan has already made a trek from one side of the field to the other. Let's see who wins up. It's going to be Mac Rogers or Peter Duggan that'll line up to take this one. On the far side of the field, it's going to be Peter Duggan.
Yeah, I think it's James Owens just getting the players out of the way. I think there was a dispute, but I think Johnny Murphy, the linesman, indicated that it went off a Cork foot. So Peter Duggan now went short with that now familiar short chip and go. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
He'll go along with this one, Tommy. I will predict that. He'll go along with this one, and again chipping the ball in low trajectory right into the edge of the goal. Again controlled inside, brilliantly controlled inside, out to the first time back here on Joy, running onto this one. Ethan Toomey putting his back to the ball, still trying to get it into his hand. 5 points apiece it is here, almost 18 minutes gone. Cork coming away with the ball to the far side. Ethan Toomey shotting the grip on the stick up along the line to this side of the field, and again they're coming over to the far side, taking the shoulder is David McInerney, escorting the ball out over the line. It's going to be a line ball for Clare, and David McInerney is the man that takes it. He takes it fast up to Shane O'Donnell, killing that ball back. He gets to the Keane Galvin. Keane Galvin about to strike it, he does, from way out the field. It's a real God directed ball, and it goes well to the right of the goal, and it goes wide. 5 apiece, just over 18 minutes gone, opening half.
Yeah, and again, look at Keane Galvin, looked up, probably there was only Aidan McCarthy inside, probably against that breeze. I think, you know, to now, Sil, I think, you know, Clare have been playing the, you know, the percentage shot, moving the ball to the inside line rather than go for pot shots.
Ball poked out, it comes into the hands once again of David McInerney, again just chipping it in over the head of Shane O'Donnell, running on to the Sean O'Donoghue. Sean O'Donoghue has time to look up. Again, he is Ethan Toomey over to his right hand side, whips the ball back to the far side. Now Ethan Toomey is the man that's on the ball, coming away with it, striking into the other end. Again, Adam Hogan is trying to control it out there outside the far side, again trying to keep it in play out over the line, and it's going to be a line ball for Cork. right down here to our right hand side. In fairness to Adam Hogan, he did everything possible. He kept it away from one of the danger men down there, Alan Connolly. It's going to be a line ball and it's going to be taken by Pat Horgan, and you mightn't pick it up on the headphones, but much to the disagreement of quite a number of Clare supporters here, it ends up with Declan Dalton from Farrow and Neil's club here in Cork, about to take this one very, very much at the moment, outside the Clare 20 metre line. Again, looking at runners across to the far side, back defending on the right half back position is David Fitzgerald at the moment. Now the ball comes out, and I'm not quite sure what is in his mind at the moment, but the ball going completely astray, going in favour of Clare, out to the far side. David Reedy trying to get the ball out. Niall O'Leary is out there as well. He gets it off his hand, out over the line. It's swinging from one end of the field to the other. Line ball for Clare at the other end.
Yeah, and again, you know, we're talking about the speed and pace of corner forwards. I think, you know, both cornerbacks are showing, you know, real pace out to the ball, and you know, it's been paid at a frantic pace. It's just about getting quality ball in, but retaining it when it goes in.
And Mac Rogers is the man that takes it, and Mac Rogers sends the ball in and sends it over the bar from the line ball on the 45 at the far side of the field. 20 minutes gone. Clare going to the lead, 6 points to 5.
Yeah, we saw one similar last night above in Corrigan Park in Belfast last night, and brilliant skill, brilliantly executed by an exceptionally good hurler.
Great work there by Dean O'Brien. Seamus Hardy was on the ball, but now the ball falls out to Mac Rogers, and Mac Rogers again sending this dangerous ball in. That is brilliant inside to the far side. It was brilliant, I thought, but again, foul on Shane O'Donnell. Is going to be a free in for Cork, for Clare down here to our right hand side. Shane O'Donnell, there's three Cork men around him on most occasions. Now it's Aidan McCarthy, and again you mightn't pick it up, but it looks like a fantastic catch, but it's a foul, and Owen Downey is the man that's been penalised. Aidan McCarthy is the man that's standing over this free to the right of the goal. As we look at it, he's about, give or take, about 25 metres out, as I said, about 10 in from the line on the far side of the field into the City in goal here in Parkie Super Value, Parkie Cueve. 21 minutes gone, 6-5 it is at the moment. Can Aidan McCarthy stretch this clear lead here? About to strike it, mount the field, sends it in, no question about it, says the umpire, raises the white flag, sends it over the bar. Clear 7 points, Cork 5, 21 and a half minutes gone, opening half.
Yeah, Seamus Harrity was down there receiving treatment, but he's back up on the field again in Cork now with possession from the puck out.
And again, it's Niall O'Leary racing up along the line here with the ball in his stick. He's looking for support out of his right hand side. It's Shane Barrett. Shane Barrett is the man running onto this one, and John Conlon running on his shoulder, and Barrett will whip this into his hand. Again, not putting it back into his hand, trying to get through in the centre. Foul. There's going to be a free in for Cork on the 20 metre line, and that all started with a brilliant run from Niall O'Leary.
Yeah, and again, the resultant Pat Horgan, was it a quick
yeah,
free?
Yeah,
over the bar.
Yeah, he's over the bar. He's Pat Horgan. Again, the referee just allowing it to continue. Just let the ball, let the game flow. That's 50-50 about that. Tommy, I mean, it was a fantastic score, but when he waved his hand, let's see what happened. It's 7-6, clear lead by a point. 22 minutes gone. Ava Quilligan with the puck out to the far side of the field. Again, is bouncing right in front of Shane O'Donnell, trying to get that ball in play. Sean O'Donnell, who is there as well. Cork winning the ball back, out to the middle of the field, on the attack, long ball, right, goes out to the first line, picked up by Alan Connolly. Connolly trying to get the ball into his hand, now he has room to strike it from way out the field. It's high, it's dropped again and dropping straight over the bar. Fantastic score by Alan Connolly, and again he came back just to remind Conor Cleary that he was here in Parkie Cueve, and the sides are level once again. 7 points apiece, 23 minutes gone, first half.
Yeah, just the guy is a good hurler still, you know, when he gets the ball, I think he knows where the posts are, and as you heard the crowd get excited when he gets on it, the same as we expect off of Shane O'Donnell. So full back to be on guard,
and again brilliant from Peter Duggan. What a bit of skill that is ahead of Tim O'Mahony. Again, he has no one in front of him, he's still going, again still looking around here, looking for support, gets it back to Shane O'Donnell. Shane O'Donnell looking around here, whips it across to Aidan McCarthy. Aidan McCarthy has an opportunity from out the field, high, and sent it over the bar. It all started with Peter Duggan with a brilliant control of a ball in the air, and never put it back into his hand, and sent it in, ended up with Aidan McCarthy. 8-7, clear lead by a point, 53 and a half minutes gone, first half.
Yes, a brilliant touch to bring it down, keep it on the hurl, it was like a juggling act. attacked and took on Tim O'Mahony, and you know, O'Donnell made himself available, a great score from McCarthy.
Peter Duggan, for you as know, he's a very tall man. I can tell you Tim O'Mahony isn't far behind him, but that was brilliant from Peter Duggan. Out to this side of the field, once again it's Alan Connolly, Conor Cleary, and Connolly getting the ball into his hand. He's already won the free here. He's still going through. Will he get room to strike it? No, he won't. Again, he's been pulled back, and it's going to be a free in on the 20 metre line, and the referee James Owens is going to have a whisper in the ear and maybe a little colour as well for Conor Cleary out to this side of the field. And it's all about keeping the ball away from Alan Connolly, Tom.
Yeah, and again, because you know, he's showing well for the ball. If Cork can find him, you know, again, look, it's dangerous now for Cleary on a yellow card after what, 25 minutes. You know, Clare may need to change that up there, maybe across the defence there, but either way, cut the supply, cut the threat.
Well, again, no more experienced man than Conor Cleary. He attacked the ball earlier on. Pat Hogan again, once again, sending the ball straight over the bar, levelling the sides for quite a number of times here, maybe 25 minutes gone here, level at 8 points apiece.
Yeah, and again, look, I think it's, as you say, you know, Cork are using Connolly as the target man. I think Clare need to, you know, put more pressure on the Cork defence when they're coming out with the ball, because they're looking to play through the lines and then get it forward.
The flares are over the scoreboard. Ball at the far end of the field. Shane O'Donnell is on the ball from way out the field. Again, it drops in. Patrick Collins, again, motionless inside the goal, trying to control the ball. He does it, gets it out to Seamus Hannity. And Hannity, once again, that diagonal ball. Again, looking for a Cork man, finding a man from Tulla. David McInerney from way out the field. An inspirational score. Absolutely superb from David McInerney. The ball going astray from the stick of Seamus Hannity ended up in the hands of David McInerney at the other end of the field, and he sent it over the bar. Once again, Clare go back into the lead, 9 points to 8.
I'm not sure that is it his positional sense, but he's like a magnet to the ball. He just seems to be in the right place at the right time.
And now running right through the centre, Darragh Fitzgibbon. Darragh Fitzgibbon on the 20 metre line of shot. Again, Eamon Quinnigan stopping the ball and going on it. Cahal Malone tidies it up. Again, a breakthrough down on Fitzgibbon. 1-1 on Eva Quinnigan. But again, it comes to Cahal Malone. And Malone driving clear up the field. Matt Rogers coming onto it. Took a shoulder. Again, sending it back to the far side of the field. And the referee, James Owens, has penalised the Corkman. It's going to be a free for Clare. Eva Quinnigan holding Ferrum inside of the goal. And Darragh Fitzgibbon through 1-1.
Yeah, and again, look at it. We all saved the initial ball, but was quick to get the second ball and diverted away, and Clare come away. A goal chance at one end. Now we have a free out at the other end. So, I mean, this Cork attack, I think, you know, just slowly getting into the game where they have the possession to take on that Clare defence.
Well, the biggest problem is they're winning. Once they win a ball between the 45 and 65, they have a player running off the shoulder. It's 9-8. It's Clare leading by a single point. 27 minutes gone here in this first half. Eva Quinnigan standing over this free on the far side of the field, just outside his own 45 metre line here, about to strike it very, very shortly. Very little space up front, let me tell you. Again, over to the right corner. Will he send it? Sends it right down the middle. Once again, up to go for it. Got Peter Duggan trying to control it. He does that again, striking the ball. That is absolutely superb from Peter Duggan. He came out again, controlling the ball with the stick in the air into his hand, and sent the ball straight over the bar. Quality stuff from the man from Clooney Quinn. 10-8 on the scoreboard. Clear leading by 2. 27 and a half minutes gone, first half.
All as you said, Sil, but under tremendous pressure to do that in this cauldron is superb.
Again, it comes down to Seamus Hannity. Seamus Hannity from way out the field sends it in. The ball going in, and Seamus Hannity sends the ball straight over the bar. He had already won the free, judging by James Owens right down there at the moment on the field. But at the moment, there's one between them. Clare 10, Cork 9. 28 minutes gone in the first half. Eva Quinnigan has the ball in his hand down here to our right hand side under the cauldron of Parky Creefier. As I said, a superb stadium, no question about it. Again, a long ball right down the centre, it goes in this occasion. Again, trying to get that ball away to the far side with Dylan Donohoe. Now it comes back to Robert Downey. Robert Downey getting the ball in, and again it comes inside to Brian Hayes. Brian Hayes inside to the far side, and Joe Connolly going in, sent it in, and the ball going over the bar. the stick of Alan Connolly. It skinned the top of the crossbar, but it ended up over the bar. Sides level again at 10 points apiece. 28 and a half minutes gone.
We'll still go back to the crux of the problem here. You said it here, we're not winning anything in the half forward line. Cork are setting up the tack. We need more from Reedy to win the breaking ball. We need to get David Fitzgerald more into the play.
Again, the ball coming out to this side of the field. Once again, of course, Peter Duggan. Oh, he's been superb. Again, waving the hand in the air. Back to Cian Galvin. Back it goes to Cathal Malone. Cathal Malone again out to this side of the field. Still trying to win it. Now Aidan McCarthy running onto this one. Right on his shoulder is Owen Downey. Aidan McCarthy coming out, striking this one in. This would be one of the wonder points of the championship if it goes in, but it won't. It comes out to Patrick Collins. And Patrick Collins sending the ball back out to Kieran Joyce. Kieran Joyce ready for a long attack. Down to this side of the field, once again up to go for it. Ball going right in behind, trying to keep it in place. Brian Hayes, he does that again, just on the in line, looking around here, about to strike it. Brilliant it is. And Conor Keane, who got Pat Hogan. Hogan going through the centre, again trying to get a round over Hayes, going across to Eva Quinnigan, taking the ball off the line inside, gets it out to the far side of the field, out to David McInerney. David McInerney setting up a clear attack, long ball, one end of the field to the other, once again up to go for ball, better down. David Reedy going through, foul, and again there's going to be a free in for Clare inside the 45 metre line. He's been the busiest man on the field, is Eva Quinnigan, again taking the ball off the line inside, ending up foul at the other end of the field. David Reedy lining up to take this one. 30 minutes gone, they're level at 10 points apiece at the moment. And Tommy has gone Haldis. Right hand side.
Yeah, just to give a quick break, so just one question Clare needs to ask. Why is Mark Rogers playing behind his own 65 for most of the play? We need him close to the goal. He's drifting back, getting lost in that maze behind. And that's where you need him, where he is right now, inside top of the lift.
Aidan McCarthy standing over this free inside the 45 metre line into the City Inn goal here, and a very, very industrious building going on out the back of the City Inn goal. But we'll stay with Aidan McCarthy. He's been industrious right through the afternoon and continues as he sends it over the bar. It's his fourth of the afternoon, two from place balls and two from freeze with 31 minutes gone. Clare 11, Cork 10.
Yeah, again, superb win by Duggan initially, you know, winning the ball. You know, Clare's only outlet for the puck out. Cork now pick up the second baller on the attack.
And they're doing this. Dara Fitzgibbon with the ball from way out the field. It's high, and that's a superb score. Once again, the quality of the scoring. The man from Charleville, we've seen him a number of years ago in the, I think it was in the Munster Intermediate Championship, again for Charleville as well, as the ball goes out to the far side of the field. Once again up to go for ball, goes to the ground. Mark Rogers is on the ball, he's in the middle of the field, whips the ball into the corner to Aidan McCarthy. Owen Downey on his shoulder. Aidan McCarthy trying to get it into his hand. He goes to the ground. Was he fouled? Is the referee? Yes, he was, but again still holds on to the ball. Comes in, the ball goes across the goal, but now he's going to call the play back. It's going to be a free for Clare. Aidan McCarthy was fouled, and Aidan McCarthy will take the free. Johnny Murphy is standing on the line on the far side of the field with 32 minutes gone here in the first half, Tom.
Yeah, it's notable still that, you know, both defences, when respective forwards run at them, you know, there's panic on both ends, and they're prepared to probably give away a free for a point rather than give away a goal chance. But sooner rather than later, you know, someone will get the breakthrough, and a goal in a game like today is going to be crucial.
Let's see what happens. Once again, it's Aidan McCarthy standing over this one, just outside the 20 metre line. Very, very tidy angle, very, very difficult. 2 metres in from the sideline on the far side of the field. He's about to strike this one, and again striking this one in, it's high. He sends the ball in, and you know by the Cork crowd, and you know by the umpire that's gone to action, the ball has gone to the right of the goal, and it's gone wide. 32 and a half minutes gone. 22 points on the board, 11 each. Peter Duggan once again sending this one in. Oh, the ball goes to the right of the goal, and it goes wide, and no one knows that better than Peter Duggan himself, shaking his head there. He knew he had a little bit more time, but it's very easy up here. Ball going out, Seamus Halliday in full flight, Diarmuid Ryan there as well. The ball breaks out, it comes to Cathal Malone, and Cathal Malone up along the line up to this side of the field. It comes to Shane O'Donnell, whips around here, gets the ball right into the centre, running onto it, and David Fitzgerald is the man getting kicking the ball into his end, surrounded by Cork player, again trying to drive it, over carrying the ball. Is going to be a free in the middle of the field for Cork, over carrying 11 points apiece, 2 minutes to go to half time. Tommy, this is an opportunity once again for possibly Declan Dalton.
Yeah, and again, look, we know what he can bring from the distance, but probably frustratingly for David Fitzgerald, he's been outside the game by and large to date, and just struggled to break through there. But you know, Shane O'Donnell picking up the ball in our own, within our own 65, is that really where you want him? Rogers now looks like he's gone to the edge of the square. Clare probably trying to rotate their forwards to keep the Cork backs thinking.
Declan Dalton it is, with his free for Cork. Again, distance won't be any problem. Lends the ball in. That's spot on from Declan Dalton from way out the field, sending it straight over the bar. 12 points to 11. Cork lead by a single point with 60 seconds plus additional time to go here. 34 on the clock right now. Hooker goes to the far side. Niall O'Leary is going to for Cork, sending it out to Declan Dalton. And Dalton again from way out the field. It's high! From Declan Dalton, way, way out the field. Great work from Niall O'Leary. Cork go into a 2 point lead here as we come up to the half time. Let's see what the additional time will be. On the sideline at the moment, the hands on the hips of Brian Lohan, the hands folded by Pat Ryan. Up they go for Tim O'Mahony, attacks the ball. Darrell Fitzgibbon gets the ball across to the far side. Out to Kieran Joyce, and Kieran Joyce from way out the field. It's high, it's popping over the bar. It's a superb score from Kieran Joyce. Three in a row for Cork, just as they're coming up to the half-time whistle, and now they lead by three. But as I said, coming up to the 1 minute of additional time is all we have here, and looks like Cork will go in with a lead in this opening half, Tommy.
Yeah, and again, looking with that breeze, you know, we've seen a couple of shots from Clare being hung up, but you know, Dalton and Joyce, superb strikers of the ball. There's a lot of argy-bargy going on now, and I think the linesman is having a word with the referee, with Tim O'Mahony there. I think there was a
Chris,
I think
Mooney,
Peter Duggan,
yep,
now should be better off now to go away from Pat Ryan. Concentrate, he's on top. Yeah, O'Mahony on the card.
Yes, absolutely. Again, that all came from the linesman Chris Mooney. He's down here on the sideline at the moment, and again walking up and down the line. So Tim O'Mahony, the battle between
Duggan isn't backing away. He wants it this side again.
Again, the puck out again, this right down the centre. Up they go for Aidan McCarthy, trying to get his hands on it, but again the ball breaks to the far side. Owen Downey almost had the ball in his hand. David Reedy going through, he's been pulled to the ground.
Cynical.
Once again, it's going to be a free in, dead straight in front of the goal, inside the 45 metre line. Opportunity once again for Clare and for Aidan McCarthy.
Yeah, again, you know, really picking up that break. You know, for the last 10 minutes, I think that half back line come midfield for Cork have been picking up those second balls off our own puck out. This time, Reedy got on it just for a minute. The defence opened up, but I think it was Sean O'Donoghue who put out his arm and took him to the ground, which should result with McCarthy, you know, bringing it back to a 2 point game.
Aidan McCarthy is the man waiting for it. Again, David Reedy just taking a knockout there. Again, we'll have a better opportunity very, very shortly. The referee is down there as well. He's going to have a word with another one of the Cork players. It looks like Sean O'Donoghue. Aidan McCarthy is still waiting for instructions. Everybody now going off the field. And when all that settles down, it's 14 points to 11. Cork lead by three. We're well into the, well over the minute. There was a lot of, that'll come from the puck out, I would imagine, the halftime whistle. But for now, it's Aidan McCarthy once again. Again, dead straight in front of the goal, about 40 metres out. Opportunity knocks for the man from Minor Kildemona. He's been superb so far, about to strike this one in, and once again landing the ball straight over the bar. And again, the half time whistle imminent, I can tell you at the moment. Patrick Collins is back in the goal. James Owens, I think, is like a man that's looking for the ball here. And again, the ball coming out. The half time whistle blows here. It bounces out of the hands of Tim O'Mahony, and it's half time here in Super Value Park.
Yeah, and again, look at we wondered what game would develop here. It went tit for tat early on, both Clare on top, and you know, Cork finishing the half strong. But you know, an important score just to break that last three scores for Cork by Aidan McCarthy's three. Clare, I think, you know, we'll be happy with certain aspects of the game, but I think we need to, you know, maybe with the breeze now, we may play more of our forwards nearer to goal, maybe put O'Donnell back in again, and I think there's opportunities there. But likewise, still at the other end, I think if that ball is falling short, it will suit those Cork forwards, Connolly in particular. A lot of cynical fouling probably on both sides. Neither team prepared to concede a goal, but look at 2 point game. against the strong breeze, all to play for in the second half.
Absolutely. Round two of the Munster Hurling League Championship here at half time. It is Cork leading on a scoreline of Cork 14 points, Clare 12. Much more chat just after these.
Clare FM's live coverage of the Munster GAA Senior Hurling Championship comes in association with Matt Waters Clare Fruit and Veg Market, Turnpike Road, and Healy's Spar and Off License, Turnpike Ennis.
Thanks very much indeed, Brian Tonn. The Rebels Arash, Tonn, Banner Arash, and Sil and Tommy are back full in the bellies, and Arash also. Second half about to get back underway.
Absolutely out. James Jones out in the middle of the field and on his way out of the dressing room, waving a yellow card to one of the backroom team from Cork. Referee gets the second half up and running here. And again, if you're joining us, 14 points to 12. Cork leading by two. They're playing with whatever breezes here in Parkettqueeve in the second half. Colin Malone is on the ball at the moment, and again attacking. Sending the ball out to Mark Rogers. Mark Rogers from way out the field. The tie is dropping in, and it's dropping straight over the bar. Seconds on the clock here in the Parkettqueeve in the second half, and Clare have cut the deficit to a single point. Mark Rogers popping it over the bar, Tom.
Yeah, he's fourth scorer of the game, still three from play, one from a line ball. Great approach work. Hogan attacking the ball.
And again, the ball back to the side, Patrick Hogan! Again, tapping the ball in. Again, the ball taken out. Again, the ball. Here, and it's Patrick Hogan tapping the ball over the head of Eamon Finnegan. What a brilliant finish by Patrick Hogan. Cork 114, Clare 13 points.
Yeah, and look at it. I mean, the killer blow. Clare came out, you know, with Rogers getting the score, but a quick ball. Adam Hogan looked like he controlled it. It broke off him, and in fairness, Hogan used his head as well as his ability, flicked it over. Umpire deemed it to be over the line despite Rory Hayes' best efforts.
And again, it was over the line. Let me tell you, Seamus Hannity on the ball for Cork at the moment. And again, striking the ball from outside the 65. It's dropping in. And again, the ball going over the bar for the stick of Seamus Hannity. Cork making the mark here. 90 seconds into the second half. It's Cork 115, Clare 13 points.
Yeah, big uphill battle now for Clare. But look, we need to just keep our composure. You know, use that breeze to our advantage by making good decisions.
And again, the ball dropping right down into the middle of the field. Again, the referee has deemed that Tim O'Mahony and Peter Duggan in a tangle, and Tim O'Mahony is the man that wins the free for Cork on his own 65 metre line. Again, it was one of the highlights of that opening half, was the battle between Peter Duggan and Tim O'Mahony, and the Cork men ending up with a yellow card. But it's going to be Declan Dalton with the breeze blowing right into his face here on his own 65 metre line, maybe 8-10 metres in from the sideline, right down here in front of us at the moment, under the eyes of his manager. Again, Declan Dalton strikes the ball in, and that's a quality score from Declan Dalton, deep inside his own half of the field. Cork have accelerated in to a 6-point lead here, 2.5 minutes into the second half.
Yeah, again, you know, Dalton into that breeze, you know, has been a superb striker of the ball.
Again, up they go for it. Ball breaks out to the far side of the field, picked up out there by Sharon Joyce, who tries to race him up to the middle of the field, looking around here. Again, being tackled by David Fitzgerald, is still holding on to the ball. Gets it out to the corner, Shane Barrett. Barrett going through the centre, and he gets room to strike, and he does!
Brilliant save.
Across the goal. That's a superb save. Again, the ball was looked like one at one. It came off some part of Eamon Quilligan. Out for a 65. Cork were absolutely roaming through the middle of the Clare defence at the moment, Tommy.
Yeah, and again, look at it. I think, you know, switched off again from the puck out. You know, Clare winning the, or Cork winning the breaking ball. But this time, you know, Barrett had the wheels. He went through the Clare defence. And in fairness, you know, Quilligan stood up strong, deflected the ball or to the outside the post. Result of 65, Pat Hogan to take it.
Pat Hogan, it is dead straight in front of the goal, about to strike this one very, very shortly. And again, the Cork crowd rousing to the men, the Rebel men, as he hands the ball in. And Patrick Hogan sending it straight over the bar. A Cork racing once again. They now lead by 7. They were leading by 2 at half time. And again, we come up to the 4th minute of the second half.
Yeah, big questions now being asked to Clare. You know, we need to get back into the game, you know, and get that scoreboard ticking over.
Again, the ball going out over the line, right down here under us at the moment, and it's going in Cork's direction, it looks like, possibly right down here in front of us at the moment. And it is going to be Niall O'Leary lining up to take this one outside his own 20 metre line. Your commentary compliment of Matt Waters of Clare Fruit and Veg Ridge and Healy's Spar and Off Iceland on the turnpike and Innes facing up the right down Ethan Toomey. Right behind him is Keane Galvin coming up to take it and chipping it right into the space. It goes off the stick of Niall O'Leary. Back over it goes to Seamus Hannity trying to keep the ball in play. David McInerney is there. Now it comes back to Damon Ryan. Damon Brown being fouled again, goes to the ground, and it's going to be a free in for Clare outside the Cork 65 metre line. Very close to the line right down here in front of us at the moment. Again looking away from the referee, just everybody marching away. Declan Dalton going back to retrieve his hurley, and it is going to come out to Aidan McCarthy. Superb so far. This is a very, very difficult but a very, very important free from a Clare point of view. 117 for Cork, 13 points for Clare. 40 minutes on the clock here, and wait till you see, it'll be a rapid 30 minutes between here and the 70th. Let's see where Clare are at the 40th minute. Right now they are 7 points behind. It's Aidan McCarthy standing over this one, about to strike it very, very shortly. Again, it's a high ball, it's in the air, it looks good from here, and again it's absolutely spot on. That's a top quality score from Aidan McCarthy. 117 for Cork, 14 points for Clare.
Yeah, we just need now to, you know, win that puck out, and again Fitzgerald again on the ball,
and again David Fitzgerald on the ball at the moment. This is high from way out the field. It goes to the left of the goal and it goes wide. Clare could have done with that one, Tommy.
Yeah, no conviction when he hit it, you know. It was a kind of a lobber one. Usually if he's on his game, that's over the bar. Not today. And Ryan on the attack,
and it comes out to Damon Ryan. Damon Ryan once again with this high ball from way out the field. That's a superb strike from Damon Ryan. Just when Clare needed it, he arrives. Again, we've seen him do so many times over the last number of years. How important was that one? 117 to 15, 5 between them. 6 minutes gone, second half. Puckall comes to the middle of the field. Again, trying to win that Cork. And again, Kieran Joyce racing into this one. As he won the free, again, he has the ball. He's still going through. He's looking for support. Times the ball inside to Shane Barrett. Barrett coming onto this one. Will he get room to strike it? Again, he turns back out the field at the moment. He's looking for support. Keeps the ball around here. Fouled, and it's going to be a free in once again for Cork. On the 20 metre line is going to be a tap over for Patrick Horgan. Ball coming out to the far side, and again, you know, when you get control of the ball, Tommy, you kind of, after said it, you control the game as well.
Yeah, and again, look at it, you know, probably he was going nowhere. Was it a bit of a rash swipe across him? I thought Conlon had held up Barrett initially, but a loose swing, and again should be a tap over for Horgan, a man of his ability.
Absolutely. Patrick Horgan standing over this one once again, looking down here to our right hand side. 7 minutes gone second half, and Patrick Horgan standing that one halfway into the Cork City Centre as he pops it straight over the bar. Cork once again back in a commanding lead. 6 points it is at the moment. The puck out now, it comes to David McInerney into the centre. Aidan McCarthy trying to get that ball inside, and again going back to Patrick Collins. He's going to tidy up. The Cork goalkeeper whipping the ball out to the far side of the field, looking around here again, getting it back, linking up at the 1-2, and again that low trajectory to this side of the field. Up goes David McInerney. He's been superb, gets it out to John Conlon. John Conlon again from way out the field. Again that ball going up to Shane O'Donnell. O'Donnell has the ball in his hand. Can he get through the centre? Again gets it out. Matt Rogers,
yes,
a superb goal. Brilliant from John Conlon, exceptional from Shane O'Donnell, top class it is from Mark Rogers. Now there's 3 between them, and it's really game on in Parky Green.
Yeah, brilliant again. McInerney has been superb. He's reading of the play, give it to Conlon. O'Donnell did the rest, made the right decision. Rogers, what a goal. 1-4 for Rogers today.
And the ball going out over the line is going to be a line ball once again. Again Cork pleading for a push in the back, but it wasn't, says the referee. Seamus Hannity is the man, and it's going to be once again David McInerney just lining up to take this one. Everybody moving back, again waiting for it. Again the referee James Owens is right down there at the moment, looking across the field. Can he plant this one in front of Shane O'Donnell? That's what he tries, and then does it work? He gets the ball inside. Aidan McCarthy coming onto this one again, looking back here. Will he have a pop from out the field? He will, but that one won't hang in the air. Again the ball just going to the right of the goal, and it goes wide. He's looking up for different options. Coming up to 9 minutes gone second half, there's 3 between them.
Yeah, I think McCarthy took the wrong decision there. I think he holds it up and waits for a runner to come off him. Clare putting big pressure on the Cork puck out,
and the ball coming out to David Reedy. David Reedy from way out the field, and David Reedy sent the ball straight over the bar. Cork 1-8. 18, Clare 116, coming up to 9 minutes, just over 9 minutes gone here in the second half. It ebbs and flows in super value. Park Equive at the moment, 7 behind at one stage, now it's back to 2.
Yeah, we thought it swung from end to end in the first half, still it's rapid fire in the second half. Cork now forced to go short for the puck out.
And it's Owen Downey, he's getting the ball out to Kieran Joyce, and again putting the ball on the stick, up along the field to this side of the field. Again, we bring that ball. John Connolly goes back. Shane Barrett, Peter Duggan is on his knees. He has the ball in his hand. He gets it out to John Connolly. John Connolly again up along the line to Shane O'Donnell. Shane O'Donnell is his club man running after him. Pops the ball! Oh, what a score! What an absolute brilliant score from David Reedy. The very minute he left his stick outside the 45 metre line, and it's back to a single point here as we're coming up to 10 minutes gone in the second half. What a magic 10 minutes of holding it has been here in Super Value Park Equive. 118 Cork, 117 Clare.
Yeah, O'Donnell is poetry in motion when he gets it. He sees it, he does it. Reedy's clubman telepathic over the bar, back to a 1 point game.
And again, looking the ball to the far side of the field, trying to get that ball away. Cork on the attack from way out. Kieran Joy into the space it goes. Ball break inside, it should be, and it is Ava Quilligan's as he looks around to the far side, about to drill the ball out. Out it goes to Cahill Malone. Cahill Malone inside his own 45 metre line. Again, that one going, it's going to go astray. It's going to go into the hand. Niall O'Leary trying to get away with that one. Now the ball is picked back to this side of the field. It's picked up inside there by Sean O'Donoghue. Sean O'Donoghue getting the ball out to the far side of the field, whipping it. Again, it comes out to Joyce, putting the ball on the stick up along the line here. Now it goes out to Darragh Fitzgibbon. Fitzgibbon from way out the field, getting the ball right into the corner. Alan Connolly on the ball at the moment, trying to get inside. Again, Adam Hogan goes to the ground. Ball going out to the far side of the field. It's going to be a 65. A 65 it is for Cork. Great work. Darragh Fitzgibbon in the middle of the field, but it's going to be possibly Patrick Horgan that'll send over this 65. 118 for Cork, 117 for Clare, 11 minutes gone, second half.
Yeah, good cover by Hogan initially. Didn't lunge in, but in fairness, Condon spotted, that he was in trouble and cut it out for a 65. You know, a let off for Clare. Both forwards have only one thing on their mind: clean possession, take on their men, and both defences living dangerously. Clare with that superb goal by Rogers at the other end. Hoggy with the 65.
And that is exactly it. Patrick Horgan standing over this one, looking up at the moment, about to strike this one into the city end. He has done it 100 times, but one thing he has also done a lot of times is sent it over the bar, and that's exactly what he has done now. One goal and 19 points for Cork, one goal and 17 it is, as we come up to 11 minutes gone, 12 minutes gone in the second half. And Ava Quilligan getting ready for the puck out here, and again it's a long one, again coming to this side of the field. Up they go for it. Peter Duggan trying to control it. Paul goes to the ground. Cahill Malone almost had it in his hand. Now Mark Rogers is a contender. Declan Dalton gets the stick in there, and the referee gets out the book. It's going to be a free for Clare outside the 45 metre line. I want to send very best wishes to Paul O'Connell out there in Drumquin, and that comes from all the Clare management and the back room as well. Just wishing you, let's just say, back on your feet very, very shortly, Paul. And as I said, the best wishes coming from right across the management here and the back room team and the management here in Clare. Right down under us at the moment is Aidan McCarthy, placing this ball outside the 45 metre line. I'm going to give him 2 metres in here from the sideline. He's back to the main stand here, so we have the perfect view, we would imagine. Patrick Collins right inside in the corner at the moment. 119 to 117, Cork leading by 2 points. 48 minutes coming up on the clock here at the moment. It is Aidan McCarthy striking this one, and Aidan McCarthy is straight to the die, sending the ball straight over the bar once again. It's back to a single point in Park Equive.
Yeah, I think Clare giving up the inside line, so Cork, it'll be interesting, will they go short? No, they're going long.
Again, it's a long ball out to this side of the field, once again coming on to the stable right. Ball breaks behind Darragh Fitzgibbon. Cahill Malone, Darragh Fitzgibbon coming on to it. He's the man that has the ball, he's the man that has the strike, and he's the man that has the point as he sends it over the bar. That's a quality score from Darragh Fitzgibbon, coming up along the line. Had a lot of work to do. 48 and a half minutes gone in this game. Cork 120, Clare 1 goal and 18. Coming onto the Cork side right now is Mark Coleman, and again an absolutely quality player as well. Didn't see who was coming off Tommy.
Number 8 is Ethan Toomey. Yeah, he's making his championship debut, but what a player to bring on. Coleman now will be itching to get into the game himself. Fitzgibbon at midfield now pose a big threat. So Clare, probably you're going to have to go over that line. When Fitzgibbon gets the ball still, you know, he's running at that Clare half-back lines. We'll need to cut out that ball.
And Ava Quinnigan, Robbie O'Flynn, get him ready for the action shortly as well. Again, the ball going aside, and again, the referee has indicated, and it was fairly clear, that Owen Downey was wrapped around Shane O'Donnell's neck. Is going to be a free-in for Clare on the 45-metre line. And again, it's Aidan McCarthy will stand over this one. 1 goal and 20 points for Cork, 1 goal and 18 for Clare. 49 and a half minutes. We're coming up to 20 minutes very, very shortly left in this game. I told you that 30 minutes would absolutely fly. Aidan McCarthy is standing over this one outside the 45 metre line here, and again looking down, referee James Owens right on the 20 metre line, Shane O'Donnell in front of him, Niall O'Leary just behind him at the moment, and behind him is Owen Downey as we come up to take this one. Tim O'Mahony running out past Aidan McCarthy at the moment, going back into a defensive road. Patrick Collins inside in the goal, Peter Duggan with his hands on his hips to the left of Aidan McCarthy into the Black Rock end of Parky Queeve is Aidan McCarthy striking in. That's a super strike once again from the man from Wynack in Lamona. 20 minutes left in this game. There's a single point between them and so much at stake. Coming off the side is Declan Dalton. Coming on is Robbie O'Flynn.
Again, a speedster up front, you know, one of those players that can, you know, break the line of our defence and run at that Clare defence. So Dermot Ryan will have to be concentrated where he's on.
Again, the ball coming up, we will have a man at the match of water. The ball wraps right in front of Robbie O'Flynn, but it goes to the ground. David Reedy is back there trying to get the ball into his hand, gets it out to the first line. Cian Galvin running onto this one, looking for support. Back out to Aidan McCarthy. Aidan McCarthy back to Cahill Malone, and Malone has time to whip the ball. It's a brilliant ball. What a ball inside to Mac Rogers. Again trying to get inside. Mac Rogers trying to go through. He still has the ball. It is in, and he's fighting. Again, the ball taken off the line aside by Patrick Collins. Players coming away at the moment, and the referee James Jones is going right in. Shane O'Donnell has gone to the ground aside as well. Matt Rogers was the man that was almost through and goal. It's all happening right in front of the goal, Tommy. And again, the referee is surrounded by Cork and by Clare players.
Yeah, and again, has he pulled it back for the original free? I thought that he let him go once he got the shot off, but may have had second thoughts about it.
It's a red card inside for Sean O'Donoghue. It's a red card for Sean O'Donoghue.
It must have been something happened after.
We're just looking. We're trying to get a look at the monitor right in front of us. It's not ours, so we're just looking into it right here in front of us at the moment. What we do know is it's a free in for Clare. We do know that it's Cork 120, Clare 119.
It's Shane O'Donnell is down still.
Shane O'Donnell is down. We'll see in just a moment now. And again, looking back here, James Owens again looking at coming onto the side.
Yeah, he body checked him off the ball. We just saw it on the monitor, Sean. I don't know. It was a shoulder, but Shane O'Donnell wasn't in the play. He took him out of it. And look at. You live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Well, it's going to be a free-in for Clare. We know that much. Coming off the Clare side is Cian Galvin. Shane O'Mori is coming onto the side. And it is looking down here with 18 minutes left. It's Aidan McCarthy with a free. Dead straight in front of the goal. Sean O'Donoghue, red carded. The Cork captain sent off here. And again, it is possibly an opportunity to level the sides here. 17 and a half minutes left for Aidan McCarthy. Strikes it. And Aidan McCarthy sends the ball straight over the bar once again. Sides are level at 1 goal and 20 points apiece here. It's been absolutely nail-biting second half here, Tom.
Yeah, we've really come back into still. As you said, you know, it's hard to think a couple of minutes ago we were 7 points down. Now we're back to parity, Clare on the attack with Reedy.
And it's back out to David Reedy. David Reedy blocked out. Ball breaks into the centre. Shane O'Donnell coming onto this one. Again, trying to get the ball into his hand, but it's taken off his hand by Darren Fitzgibbon. Out to Kieran Joyce, whipping the ball up to this side of the field. Up to Robbie O'Flynn. Down the up it goes to Brian Hayes. Brian Hayes looks around, gets it back out to the centre. Over it goes to Mark Coleman. Mark Coleman from way out to field, dangerous ball. It should be an Elise Ava Quilligan. Ava Quilligan whipping the ball out to David Fitzgerald. He's back in his own half back line at the moment, putting the ball on the stick from way out to field. It's a high ball, it's dropping right in. Patrick Collins going to watch this one going in, and the ball goes to the right of the goal and it goes wide. More changes on the Cork side. Seamus Halliday coming off, and it is Luke Bede, the man that's coming on.
Yeah, again, look at experience coming on. I suppose Cork now re-in the changes. touches. We're in for a big, big finish still, and as I said, it'll probably come down to who makes the big impact off the bench.
Again, it's going to be Patrick Collins back on the goal. That was an opportunity by David Fitzgerald Stenders. We've seen him do it so many times, but the ball going to the right of the goal and wide. The puck comes right down the centre. Diarmuid Ryan is back there at the moment trying to pick it up, but it's Peter Duggan. Peter Duggan into the centre. Aidan McCarthy coming onto this one. Can he control it? David Reedy almost getting the ball into his hand, but it comes out to Kieran Dries. He's been fouled, and again it's going to be a free for Cork inside their own 65 metre line. You'd know there's more than just a game at stake here. It's a place in the Munster Championship knockout. That's what's at stake here right now. As we look down here, Tim O'Mahony is going to leave the ball right down here inside his own 65 metre line, and the linesman Johnny Murphy just indicating pulling the play back more closer to the Cork 65. 15 and a half minutes left, level at one goal and 20 points apiece here. Your commentary compliments of Matt Waters of Clare Fruit and Veg and Healy Spar and the off licence on the Turnpike and Innes once again coming up to take this one. And again it's the ball right into the wide open space by Mark Coleman. Up they go for it. Adam Hogan attacks the ball, comes around here, pulls to the ground, notices the referee, puts the play back, free out for Clare. It is here inside the own 20 metre line. The Cork supporters are on their feet right and left of us here at the moment. David McInerney is the man that's going lining up to take this one. He has options, sends it across to John Conlon. John Conlon right in front of him is O'Connor Cleary. Now he gets it back to Cathal Malone. Cathal Malone in the middle of the field again. That ball, danger ball, right down to the centre. Free out it is for Cork on their own 45 metre line. Murphy is going to allow the play to continue. Out the ball goes to the far side once again on the attack from way out the field. The ball goes in, but it goes to the left of the goal off the stick of Darragh Fitzgibbon, and it goes wide. The puck out is fast. It's out to David Fitzgerald. One goal and 20 points apiece. Take the ball back, says the referee. You didn't wait for the whistle. Back to Weaver Quilligan again with 14 minutes left here in Parky Cueve. Again looking back at Weaver Quilligan back in the goal mode at the moment. The breeze behind Clare as they strike into the Black Rock end here at the moment. Who's going to come out of Parky Cueve? They've been levelled so many times. Will they be levelled at the end of it? Peter Duggan once again going up. He's looking for support. Whips the ball in. Shane Amore coming onto this one, and again Patrick Collins just getting there before him, and Patrick Collins coming off, whipping the ball out to this side of the field. Now it goes back. Peter Duggan takes it out, goes to the ground once again. We've been fouled again. Looking back there, James Rhodes is waiting for that ball to break out to Aidan McCarthy. McCarthy has the ball in his hand. Oh, Rogers, Mac Rogers from way out. The ball goes to the right of the goal, and it goes wide. 4:13 and a half minutes left. It's level at one goal and 20 points apiece.
Yeah, it looks like John Conlon is sitting back on the D as our free player now. But still, I think we need to get the ball through that over that half back line into the inside line where we're causing trouble. Diarmuid Ryan now feeding up and up.
Diarmuid Ryan has acres of room in front of him. He has Shane O'Donnell to the right. Shane O'Donnell out this side. A shot.
Yes!
A super goal! Shane O'Donnell, what a finish from Clare. What a ball came from the far side. Diarmuid Ryan, composure of the highest, came right across. Shane O'Donnell was there. Looks like he was going to pass it. Changed his mind. Into the back of the net. 13 minutes left. Clare 220. Cork 120.
Where do we see the field open up last week? You know, it just opened up, and by Diarmuid Ryan made the right decision. O'Donnell with a goal.
Again being challenged down there is Peter Duggan, just running right into Tim O'Mahony. It's going to be a free out once again for Cork outside their own 20 metre line. Peter Duggan taking a knock. Again just holding so firm. But Shane O'Donnell, how many times have we seen it? But Diarmuid Ryan's composure was absolutely 10 out of 10, Tom.
Yeah, proper decision. You know, give it to the man in. But I think Cork had switched off completely there. But you know, O'Donnell had a lot to do. You know, he looked Collins in the eye, but buried into the back of the net. Clare now needs still just to, you know, slow it down, settle it down. You know, kill the ball, just kill, don't let Cork back into this game.
Patrick Collins again with the ball right into the centre. Pat Hogan goes off, ball goes to the ground. Again picked up by Darragh Fitzgibbon, and Fitzgibbon taking on Cathal Malone. Out to the far side, free in. It's going to be a free in once again. Running right players is one of the features in Parky Cueve this afternoon. Patrick Hogan will place this ball on the 20 metre line into the City in goal. Clare 220, Cork 120. Again looking across, 11 and a half minutes left here. That'll be again the additional time. Patrick Hogan went straight over the bar once again. It's back to two between them. 220, 121. There's going to be changes once again on the Cork side. Shane Kingston is the man that's coming off. Coming off is going to be Brian Hayes.
Again, yeah, Kingston will add injection. I think Cork now have taken off. Is it four or five of their starting forwards?
Four.
Four, yeah. So again, look what we know what Kingston does. Clare need now still, I think, just to switch on. John Conlon needs to communicate, dictate, and keep that defence connected.
Cork down to 14 players, Clare 15. At the moment, they lead by two. Peter Duggan, what a game he's having. Peter Duggan from way out the field, is he going to take it?
Oh.
He does. He sends it over the bar. Players in Parky Green this afternoon, and again you'll see it on many, many occasions, the control of the ball in the air as the ball once again is back to Patrick Collins with the puck out. Back it goes to Niall O'Leary, back to Patrick Collins, and again getting ready for this one. It's a long ball into the space it goes. David McInerney waiting for the breaking ball. Liam Ryan waiting for the breaking ball. Comes out to the side of the field, picked up by Patrick Horgan, being challenged out there by Rory Hayes, still trying to go through to the centre, and again the referee called the clear man. And it's going to be a free in once again for Cork on the 20 metre line. A battle between Patrick Horgan and Rory Hayes, and Patrick Horgan winning the free on this occasion. What a battle it is from one end of the field to the other. We're coming up to 60 minutes on the clock just as I speak, and 10 minutes left. Clare leading 221 to Cork's 121 in almost everything you would call it, bar a knockout championship game here in Parkyquee. Patrick Horgan will slice this one over the bar very shortly. Ava Quinnigan back in the goal mode. That's exactly what he does. And again, it's back to 2 points in Parky Queen.
Yeah, just that last minute, I think David McInerney thought the ball was going to come further. We had bodies there. I think someone just needs to put their foot on it, kill the ball. Cork took it out of a ruck and suddenly did a goal chance, averted by giving away a free. But we just need still to be negative when we need to be negative. Kill that ball in a ruck.
Again, there's going to be a puck off from Maver Quilligan. It's a long ball to the far side. Once again, they go up. The ball breaks into the centre. Shane Amore coming on to it. The ball just bypassing him at the moment. Trying to roll that ball into his hand was David Reedy. Cork win the ball back. Again, they're on the attack. It's into the space that goes right inside. Again, the ball breaking out to the far side. Shane Kingston coming on to this one. Taking on Rory Hayes. Now he has time to strike the ball from out the field. It's high. It's dropping in. And Shane Kingston sends the ball straight over the bar. His first touch of the game here. And now there's only one point between them with 9 minutes left.
Yeah, sub coming in. Conor Lean coming in for David McInerney.
Again,
look, we spoke last week about maybe his lack of game time in the league. Fresh legs now, big championship debut for Lean today. So, he's now marking as the Robbie O'Flynn. So, pace with pace.
Conor Lean on, David McInerney off as the ball comes out to Rory Hayes. Again, it's a long ball into the space that goes. Again, Shane O'Don trying to wait for that breaking ball on the far side. He comes down to this one. Will he get it into his hands out there ahead of Niall O'Leary? Again, goes to the ground. Now it comes back to this side. Picked up out there by David Reedy. David Reedy looking for support. Out it goes to the far side to Aidan McCarthy. Locked down right in front of the goal. Tim O'Mahony running onto this one, whipping the ball into his hand. Gets it out to the far side. Out it goes to David Reedy, and David Reedy taps the ball in, and he sends the ball over the bar. David Reedy getting that breaking ball, the players running off the shoulder, again driving two between them. The puck out comes to the middle of the field. Again, Damon Ryan trying to control it. Conor Lean over the ball at the moment. He's on the ground. Again, that ball coming away. But John Conlon is there. And John Conlon down along to this side. Down to Mark Rogers. Mark Rogers into David Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald going through the centre. He's still going. He's still going. Again, he turns on. It's John. David Fitzgerald has scored a fantastic goal. What a run. What a ball from John Conlon. What a finish from David Fitzgerald. We've seen it all year long. And when it mattered most, he have came up from cards again. 3:22 for Clare, 1:23 for Cork. 7 minutes left in Parky Green.
Yeah, the defence is now opening up still there. I suppose early on in that game, that wouldn't have happened. Fairness to Fitzgerald, we've spoken. He's been out of the game. He took it on, sidestepped, had a lot to do. I saw the net rattling. That's all I wanted.
Absolutely.
Clare now in a position to control the game.
And Peter Duggan once again getting it out to the cross. David Fitzgerald again. High, dropping in. And David Fitzgerald sends it over the bar. Again, we didn't see him for a while. And now he has arrived with a goal and a point in a few minutes. minutes and Cork not happy, a player receiving treatment on the ground, but Peter Duggan once again was the man controlling the ball and a serious contender for Patrick Buck, man in the match. But we leave that up to Tommy later on. We look at the clock down here, 6 minutes plus additional time. Clare 3:23, Cork 1:23, and one of the, it looks like possibly Tim O'Mahony that's down injured on the far side of the field.
Yeah, what I'd like to see now, Sid, is O'Donnell is coming out now, he's talking to the players outside the field, Conlon is pointing out at the back, you know, use the opportunity now to communicate, right? 2-goal lead, let's not sit back, but let's keep it safe, right? Be negative when we have to, right? And kill the ball in the rucks particularly, because Cork come out of it to have that pace. But really now, I think Clare sensed there in the last couple of minutes that there was goal chances and they really turned this game on its head.
Damien Carlane is onto the Cork side. Coming off the side is Tim O'Mahony. And again, the puck off from Patrick Collins is going to come very, very shortly. We look at it, exactly 5.5 minutes left. Patrick Collins with the short puck out. Again, out to Warren Downey and Patrick Collins getting ready. It's a long ball into the space that goes. Up goes Connor Lee. Ball goes to the ground. Ball break into the far side. Shane Amore is in there trying to control the ball. Conor Lee from Colofin coming away with this one. Again getting the ball back into John Conlon. John Conlon back in his own half back line. Out to Carl Malone. Ball goes to the ground. So does Carl Malone. Still trying to win it. Still trying to roll that ball. John Conlon is out there as well. Clare leading at the moment. 3:23. The Cork's 1:23. The
Cork's
5 minutes left here. And the referee is going to throw in this one on the 65 metre line belonging to Clare.
Yeah, and again, look at lots of bodies around the middle toward. Conlon is moving back now to use that extra player.
Again, coming away, ball breaking out. It comes out to the far side of the field, picked up by Mark Coleman. Mark Coleman taking on the Clare defence, getting the ball right into the centre. It's a dangerous ball inside. Again, trying to get it. It's Alan Connolly. Connolly trying to get inside Adam Hogan. Again, taken down. Again, it's going to be a free. Once again, it's going to be a free for Cork. Dead straight in front of the goal. And Adam Hogan has received a yellow card for his troubles back there. Again, the power, the holding his ground when they had a very, very dangerous Alan Connolly. Again, Patrick Hogan is going to stand over this one. And knowing Pat Hogan, yeah, I'm telling you, just to be on your toes, because he's quite liable to do anything.
Okay, fair goal.
Take this one. A shot.
Goal.
A goal by Patrick Hogan. We've seen it so many times. And I wonder if they expected. We just said that Patrick Hogan can do anything with a ball like this. He just stepped up. No chance of taking the ball. And with 4 minutes left, it's clear. 3:23, Cork 2:23. As I've said before, don't take your eyes or ears off of this one. A John Connor, half hoop, down it goes to the far side of the field. Picked up outside there by Luke Mead. Luke Mead coming away with the ball. Free in for Cork.
That's still disappointing there now, because, you know, we could see it happening. We saw him standing back. Clare switched off, and he went for it. And in fairness, buried it in the net. It's game on again now. Clare need to, you know, keep their heads, keep their shape, but lots of communication. I know it's not easy out there on the field with a big crowd, but, we just need to just to get back into the game.
And Patrick Hogan with that free under the stand on the far side of the field. The ball going to the right of the golden wide. 3 minutes left here in Parky Cueve. 3 points between the sides. Clare, 3 goals and 23 points. Cork, 2 goals and 23. The puck goes out to the far side, out to John Conlon. John Conlon delivering the ball down to the far side of the field. Again, that ball breaking right inside to the far side. David really doing well. He has the ball, but he has no hurley, which isn't a great thing in Parky Cueve. Kieran Joyce again with the net, takes the ball out right down to the corner. Again,
well, you do know he played soccer for the market.
Not alone that, but as many as said, I've seen it many times. He played more soccer than hurley.
Right decision.
Absolutely, took it up on all the way down to the corner on the far side of the field.
Just kills the momentum. It gets Clare a chance to, to recoup at the end. And again,
players right down here at the moment. We leave that to James Owens. That's all happening at the corner flag. 2 minutes left.
I think
in this
Clare
game.
Need to get Malone players back out the field.
3 points between the sides, and again, it's all happening below on the
corner. Yeah, Paul Flanagan looks like he's warming up still there as well, I think, down on the sideline.
Well, keep an eye on it at the moment. Looking down here, it is Paul Flanagan. And the man from Bellier is down on the sideline. So is Pat Ryan. The referee is down in the corner.
It's a line ball after all this.
Owen Downey is the man that's gone over to the corner flag to take this free. or to take this line ball. Clare facing up to it at the moment. Great work, David Reedy, just to keep the ball there. Shane O'Donnell keeping an eye on Patrick Collins, cutting this one in. Can Clare get their hands on this ball? It is so crucial. Mark Rogers back in the 65 metre line, moving to the centre is Cahal Malone. Let's see what Owen Downey will do with this one. Facing up to this, David Fitzgerald, right on his shoulder is Darragh.
Two yellow cards, is it? Yeah, is. David Reedy and number 20.
Three between them at the moment. Mark Coleman and David Reedy, two yellow cards. Patrick Collins is the yellow card as well. So the yellow cards are flying. But what counts most of all is exactly 1 minute left in this game. Clare leading 3:23. The Cork's 2:23. Your man at the bat, Shortly Tommy, will be coming up here. We'll wait with this one. It's a line ball up along the line, the far side. And again, it comes to Damon Ryan. Damon Ryan from way out the field. Oh, what a score! What an absolutely magnificent score! John Conlon is coming off the Clare side. Paul Flanagan is coming on. And Rory Hayes has the ball from the past puck out. John Conlon has the bend is coming off. And Paul Flanagan will go back to mind the house at the moment. Clare leading by four.
Crucial score still by Ryan Bior. 4 points up. It's now Cork chasing the game. You know, it's a two-score game for Cork. Clare now need to put pressure. We have the extra player to attack the puck out.
You will be looking, I reckon, at 4 minutes of additional time. Peter Duggan running into that one. Conor Lean gets the breaking ball. He gets it up to Mark Rogers. Mark Rogers trying to win that ball. He does. And again, he's going right through. Can he strike it? He can. He sent it in. Again, the ball going in. It's gone out for a
point. It's over the bar.
It's gone over the bar. Again, Mark Rogers sending the ball over the bar. What a score from Mark Rogers. Clare leading by five. And we had 5 minutes of additional time. It's going to look like a lifetime. Out to the far side. Paul Flanagan waiting for the breaking ball. Now it goes back. And again, the referee going to penalise Clare. This one is dead straight in front of the goal. And again, calling the play.
We have two defenders. Lads, we line up better. Line up the goals now.
On the middle of the field, we've Rory Hayes and Shane Kingston. They're broken up at the moment. Now we have Patrick Horgan back in the goal mode. And Patrick Horgan is watching the Clare goal down here to our left-hand side. And David Reedy, in fairness to him, is standing right in front of the ball. He won't allow him to take it fast. James Owens is down there. We're in to the first minute.
I think Johnny Murphy is calling James Owens out to the midfield, or else indicating that definitely there's an injury. So interesting now to see what will happen. Who saw it?
Again, it's going to be, let's see, I know, I'm nearly certain it's Rory Hayes, if I can find him in the middle of the field at the moment. Patrick Horgan is standing over this one, again waiting for the linesman. On the far side is Chris Mooney. He's on right in front of the ball as well. And Johnny Murphy is having a word with James Owens. And again, don't be too surprised. Let's see what's going to happen here now. James Owens has a call to make. Was it a free inside? Was the Rory Hayes fouled as the ball
is calling out? Is it Kieran Kingston?
We'll stay with
a
the
yellow
clock.
And a yellow, we'll say still.
Three and a half, but yeah, most likely we'll be there. Get this game up and running. 3.5 minutes left, just including additional time.
At least.
3:25. Cork 2:23 here. It's a free for Cork on the 20 metre line. Patrick Horgan standing over it. He stood over it about 5 minutes ago and planted the ball into the back of the Clare net. And again, yellow card it is. I only saw one, Tommy.
Okay.
So, did that go? You're okay with one of the Shane Kingston, I think. Patrick Horgan lining up to take this one. Again, getting ready inside. Five inside in the goal for Patrick. He has no choice but to go for this goal. There's no doubt about that. Damon Ryan, Conor Cleary, Ava Quinnigan, Shane Amore, Paul Flanagan. They're the players back in the line at the moment. As Patrick Horgan coming up to take this one. Peter Duggan is there at the moment on the 20 metre line. There is so much happening right in front of the goal at the moment. And still, it's going to be Patrick Horgan.
Yeah, I think James Owens could lose his patience, I think.
It's a fast one. And again, Conor Lean was the man that was thinking the best of all on the first side. Now, Patrick Horgan has been standing over this ball on the 20 metre line for about 90 seconds. James Owens is over there as well. Again, he's speaking inside, and it's going to be looking down there. It's a yellow card, and there's so many players around here at the moment. We'll have to wait to see. 73 minutes on the clock. 75 is the magic number. That'll easily go to 77. Patrick Horgan, a shot, and he sends the ball straight over the bar. Once again, it's back to four. Clare 3:25. Cork 2:24. 73 minutes on the clock. Aidan Shanahar is onto the Clare side, and Aidan McCarthy is the man that's off.
Yeah, again, I think it won't happen. Yeah, I think it's in now, yeah.
Okay, but since they get down to the far side, we're waiting for Ava Quilligan. Everything has changed. Aidan McCarthy just coming off right in front of the management. Ava Quilligan with the puck out. Aaron Shanahan roaming around. And if Ava Quilligan goes the long distance, he'll get an event from Wolf Tones down here on the right. He's gone the long distance. Will he make it? Again, the ball breaking aside. Up there, yeah. But on the far side, it's a ball and it's going to be a free in. Damien Cahalan, the man that's been penalised, is going to be a free in for Mark Rogers and for Clare. And the referee once again having a word with Damien Cahalan, and that's going to be a card, I think, at this stage. And it is going to be a card for the man who's just onto the side. That's Damien Cahalan. He came on there for Tim O'Mahony at the moment. 74 minutes on the clock. Mark Rogers, we're calling for the man of the match after this, Tommy, and we might wait for the puck out as well as we go down here to the far side of the field. Mark Rogers standing over this one. Clear lead by 4 as we head into the 75th minute of this game. Now, again, motionless down in the Blackrock Inn, this Patrick Collins. Mark Rogers, how important is this? Pops it high and sends it over the bar. What a score! What a magical moment! What an important score for Mark Rogers. Every single ball counting is poked out to the far side of the field. Now coming onto it, but it's David Fitzgerald getting control of it. Very close to the line, out over the line, says the linesman on the far side of the field. The great Mick O'Neill, of course, who played with the Mills back in the 60s, again lined out the other day for Kilkee Balaha. I won't tell you his age, but let's just say he's a long way from 21. He played back in the 60s, he played with the Pearsheik, he played with Kilkee Balaha, he captained the Mills to a Junior A Championship, and now he's well into the 7-0 mark, and he still came on the other day and played a game. Derek Fitzgibbon still has this ball. It's low, it's right in front of the goal. It's a shot, it's a goal. A goal for Cork right on time, and the man is Robert Downey calling it, sending it into the back of the net. There is 2 between them in Parky Grieve. Can you possibly take your eyes off of this one?
We need to put this ball dead. We need to put it out over the line still. As far away from our goals as possible. Kill it out over the line.
Ava Quilligan with the puck out. It's high. It's coming down to this side of the field. Aaron Shanahan goes up. The ball breaks. It's back once again to Robert Downey. Coming away with the ball. Coming onto it. And again winning. It's a 3 for Cork. It's a 3 for Cork on the 45-metre line. And again, 76 minutes on the clock. This one will land in around the house. Can Clare get their hands on it? Mark Coleman. Clare lead by 2 points. Cork have a free. It's dropping right in around the house. Up they go for it. Ball coming on. It's a shot. And again, oh, superb from Mark Rogers. Coming away with the ball. Out to the far side of the field.
Run it. Carry it.
David Fitzgerald. David Fitzgerald has the ball in his hand. He's carrying it right down. Coming right into the centre. Now he's still going. He's still going. He has to hold on to it. It's out to David. Out to the middle of the field. Once again, the ball going. Out to David Reedy. David Reedy heading to the far side. Taking on the clear attack. He's still going.
Come on, ref.
It has to be a free in. Again, the ball come. Shanahan. A goal! No goal! No goals at the referee. And again, it's a free out for Cork.
Crazy decision.
Out to the far side. Patrick Collins gets it off.
It's all over!
It's all over. And Clare have won one of the most dramatic games you will see in 2024. What a game of hurling. And again, Clare winners by 2 points. Tommy, there was so much happened in that second half. Halftime, 14 points to 12. The final score, 326 to 324. What a second half of hurling.
Still, we said before the game, it had the feel of a knockout game. It didn't disappoint. It ebbed and flowed. Look at it. 10 minutes into the second half, Cork wins 7 points up. Clare then switched it around. Look at, I don't know, why are the Cork supporters booing? Who are they booing? The ref?
Okay.
I think that's, take a look in the mirror, I think the supporters, but brilliant display by Clare. I think when the need was greatest, okay, we won't be happy again with some of our, you know, the giveaway that 21 was criminal, but I think, you know, come at the hour, come at the man. You asked me earlier on who was the man of the match. I thought Reedy, O'Donnell, for me, Mark Rogers, I think, linked that play together up front. It's a toss-up for me today. I think Joe McCarthy got the freeze. Still, I'm not thinking straight at the moment, but off the top of my head, I give it to David Reedy for his work rate.
David Reedy is down as the man of the match here. Superb in this game here. So many players, so many contenders for the man of the match here. But Tommy, just to try to summarise that from a second half point of view, as we said, I'm trying to make up the sums as fast as I possibly can. Clare 3-16 in the second half and Cork 3-10. That's 6 goals and 24 points in the second half that literally swung from end to end.
We said that still, that it was swinging from end to end, but this time there was goals. We talked about in the first half there was goal chances, both defences lived dangerously. Again, I think it's I'm looking there, I forgot one man. He's going to get the man of the match, right, on the television. I think he epitomised, I think, today. Look at him. I wasn't thinking straight. Oh, right, I haven't made now. I'm not going to change. But Peter Duggan, I think Cork will love to see the back of him and never see him again. His work rate, his ball-winning ability. Lewis, I have it said now. I can't go back on my word, but...
Well, look, and in fairness to you, there were so many players that came up trumps in that game. And we did, look, at Peter Duggan was superb. The simple things that David Reedy did in this game, the fast thinking, even there at the very, very end, he had no notion of scoring, where he just said, I'll hold on to the ball, I keep going. He was fouled, yeah. He didn't get the free, and, you know, he was very, very fast thinking, as we said. But as I said, so many players in contention there in that second half and right throughout the game. But beside all that, what a victory for Clare.
Yeah, and again, look, it come down to Cork, you know, a big game. We spoke about the importance of it to both sides. No, let's give it, you know, it was a great game from a Cork point of view. To score 3-24 and lose a championship game is a fair stat to have. But I think just Clare, maybe with 10-15 minutes to go, sensed that there was goals on. The two goals that switched the game was the real crucial thing. But credit Cork. You know, people questioned their ability to stay in the game and fight back. They came back and led by Horgan. Clare won't be happy with that goal. Even at the end, they were still attacking, but we held firm. I thought David McInerney, while he was on the field, John Condon, while he was on the field, we spoke about it the last day, about maybe you're not seeing out the game. It's a big game for him, a championship game. I'm really, really delighted for Conor Lean. He came in there into a cauldron of a game. He never put a foot wrong. He did the simple things. You know, he won the ball, he gave it back. Our defence, you know, Adam Hogan, Conor Cleary, Rory Hayes under a mount of pressure. But look at, to come away from Cork with a championship victory, superb game, superb win. It's 2 points on the board. We're now back, probably in contention. I'm not sure where we're out of it, but a great day for Clare Hurling and a great day for our seniors.
Absolutely. Well, it's seldom, Tommy, we've seen a game like this for quite a long time, because even at the very end, we were 5 points up and Cork come back with a known Downey goal, and then all of a shot, even though we were in the 76th minute of the game, it was still there. Cork still won a free back, and Matt Rogers, the man nearest back to the man closest to his own goal, wrapping this up. But it's a game we won't forget for quite a long, long time. Not alone because of the result, but because of the such a game to flow from one end of the field to the other. And
yeah, because we don't know. I mean, it's what we come to expect. Look, we went away last week still from Cusick Park with a bit of doom and gloom. We hoped and we wondered, would it be in ourselves to get a performance 7 days on coming down to Cork? You know, we did it last year. Our character was really tested. 10 minutes into the second half, playing against with the breeze, we were 7 points down. 7 points down, but we worked our way back, never lost our shape, never lost our cool, got back into it with the two goals. And I think today, you know, we knew it was in the team. They would have been disappointed last week. You and I were disappointed, but they came down today, put their shoulder to the wheel, rolled up their sleeves when they needed. But what a display. To score 3-26 in Páirc Uí, a brilliant return on a brilliant group display. You know, the subs coming on made a big impact again. I suppose last week we made the subs that didn't have the impact. But let's not remember, we came here today without Kelly. A lot of people thought he'd start. Let's hope, you know, that maybe in a couple of weeks' time he may be back. But it's, we're back on the horse, we're back in the race, and we move on. I think it's Waterford at home in the next game.
Waterford and Packy Queen.
And
Waterford in Cusick Park.
Cusick Park, what a game to look forward to.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. We'll wind up here in Super Value Packy Queen here as the crowd dispersing here at the moment. A special word of thanks, and there was times during the second half when we forgot about Matt Waters and Healy Spar, but of course they've been with
us. He's synonymous with us now, isn't
absolutely,
he?
Absolutely, absolutely. So thanks to Matt and everybody in Healy Spar for your patience and for your coverage and sponsorship of our live commentary here this afternoon. Of course, to the one and only Brian back at base, and to Derek on presentation this afternoon, and to Tommy on analysis, even though the head was gone left and right, right through that second half. It's been a magical, magical afternoon in Super Value at Parky Queef here, and what a more fitting name than Super Value right now for the quality of hurling. It ended in round two of the Munster Hurling Championship. Victory for Clare and the scoreline of Clare 3 goals and 26 pints, Cork 3 goals and 24. From everybody in Super Value Parky Queef, it's bye bye for now.
Clare FM's live coverage of the Munster GAA Senior Hurling Championship comes in association with Matt Waters Clare Fruit and Veg Market, Turnpike Road, and Healy Spar and Off License, Turnpike Ennis.
Upgrade your spring-summer wardrobe with Patrick Burke Menswear. All new collections now.